Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Food imports from the UK may have fallen dramatically over the past year, but our food exports have continued to grow worldwide. In order to enable that to grow, Enterprise Ireland is hosting its second Food Innovation Summit today, which will highlight the research support needed to create the Kerrygold and strong roots of the future. Michael Carey is the chairman of Enterprise Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us a little bit about what food innovation is.
Food innovation is the core of good business in food. It's about growing food businesses. It's about building their profitability and their sustainability as businesses. It's about following trends. It's about seeking out opportunities to expand and to realise the ambitions of the owners, the shareholders, the business leaders in the food sector. But it couldn't be more important. Food innovation is the core of business.
And it's about looking at traditional products and how they can be presented differently, how they can be flavoured differently. Is that something?
Innovation, it goes right across the board from product innovation. So yes, flavour innovation, types of products, looking at trends, looking at evolving, opening opportunities into the future of new types of foods, but also looking at process innovation, looking at ways of producing, ways of being more sustainable, ways of researching. So it's both process and product innovation.
And it's not just food, it's drink as well.
Food and drink. Our biggest sector for Enterprise Ireland's clients in Ireland. Food accounts for about 30% of all employees in Enterprise Ireland, clients, food and drink. About 60,000 people work in the sector. We account for nearly half of all of Enterprise Ireland's exports. Wow. Enterprise Ireland client companies exports. We export 16 billion euro of food every year. The food sector is hugely successful. The food industry spends 20 billion euro every year in the Irish economy. It's the backbone of Enterprise Ireland's client base.
And you throw in a fair bit of money as well, don't you, from Irish taxpayers?
Enterprise Ireland has a very large resource. We're an organisation with over 800 people, offices in 39 countries around the world. We've significant resource of taxpayers' money. And some of that money is used as equity investment into startups in food and scaling businesses.
And you'll forgive the pun, but you take stakes.
We take a stake in food companies. And yeah. we're the largest venture capital firm in Europe by number of transactions. Wow. Enterprise Ireland, as the state acting on behalf of taxpayers, is investing money, not spending money, investing money in new food companies and in growing food companies and getting a really healthy return for that investment.
Which goes back into your coffers or does it go back into the Exchequer?
It comes back to Enterprise Ireland as part of our funding, but any excesses that are developed go back to the Exchequer.
Now, at today's summit, will you be showcasing new kit to make food as well?
We're focused, as I say, we're focused both on innovation of process and innovation of product. Mm. So it's a gathering of people. It's really an environment to give an opportunity to encourage conversation between all of the stakeholders in the food industry. One of the reasons why the food industry is so successful in Ireland is because of the great ecosystem that we have in Irish food and drink. We've got some great companies. Some of the companies that are speaking today, some of the large co-ops, some of the large drinks companies, some of the more innovative startup businesses, mm-hmm. some great individual businesses. But aligned with that, we've got an incredible network of state agencies. And Enterprise Ireland is just one of them. Enterprise Ireland does an incredible job. They're a great group of people, really committed group of people who work very hard to support Irish industry. Mm-hmm. But we work alongside other state agencies like Bord Bia, which is an exceptional state agency, Chagos, Bord Ishkawara, state agencies that work together with Irish industry to develop probably one of the most successful sectors in this economy. And I've got colleagues and friends who work for food companies across the globe, and they look back at Ireland and they look at how that works between the states.
They're going to nick those ideas, aren't they?
Those ideas are open. We're happy to share how we operate. We're happy to share how we are one of the most sustainable sources of food and drink in the world. And that network, that ecosystem between state and companies, they look in awe at the strength of that internationally. And it makes a huge difference to lots of companies, lots of small companies, growing companies and large companies in the sector.
Is there some sort of cap or ceiling on what you can do to change or freshen up food? I mean, there's only so many ways you can reinvent the wheel. You know, you're not going to kind of come up with a new way of doing soup, are you?
there is a limitless list of opportunities for innovation. And there is a scope for innovation that will drive the future growth of this sector for the Irish industry in lots of directions. And looking at trends evolve, trends change, there's huge work around the area of functional foods, of creating foods, functional foods that have a functional benefit. So it might be high protein products. Mm-hmm. There might be trends in food products that are specifically
focused. Food supplements,
focused.
Like we're talking to.
Food supplements, yeah. Absolutely. It could be products aimed at elderly people. It could be food products that are naturally positive, good, positive food ingredients and food products for consumers. It could be trends in how foods are consumed on the go, food, how they're packaged, how they're presented. Trends continue to change. And for businesses that are seeking opportunities, focusing on innovation, focusing on market insight, really understanding those trends, basing innovation plans on the back of those trends, and going to their trade customers with those opportunities is a way of opening doors that every company needs to pursue. And we need to increase the level of activity in innovation.
Yeah. You, Enterprise Ireland, and on a broader scale, is aiming to create 50 more 1 billion euro turnover companies in the near future. How will that be achieved?
Let me correct you. Enterprise Ireland doesn't create the businesses.
Excuse me, support.
The businesses, the entrepreneurs, the business owners, the business leaders, the senior management create the opportunities and the businesses and the exports. Enterprise Ireland will facilitate that and support it. Mm-hmm. Our aim in Enterprise Ireland, one of the areas of focus that we're moving towards, is to enhance the strength of the indigenous industry sector in Ireland, to counterbalance the great success that we've seen with foreign direct investment. Mm-hmm.
Ourselves off that dependence.
I think it's right that there should be a balance. It's great that there's really successful foreign direct investment. It's creating a well of resources that can be invested in developing other parts of the economy. Mm-hmm. So it's not a bad thing. It's a really good thing. But I think we need a balance, and we need to invest in scaling Irish businesses across all food and other sectors, scaling businesses, creating businesses of, as you say, 1 billion euro revenue turnover businesses, global leaders that can really make an impact on our economy and bring a positive impact right across the board.
Well, best of luck with the Food Innovation Summit today. That's Michael Carey, the chair of Enterprise.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.